thanks for coming up, guys. Okay, I'm gonna share with you some ideas I had about this this Bible lesson we heard, and some of it will be from our vacation Bible school that we just had, so it might sound familiar to some of you. Okay, in VBS we talked about God's sightings. We wore these bracelets, remember? And it says, "Watch for God" on it. And that was to remind us to look every day for things that remind us of God's love and His goodness to us in our lives. Here's some examples of God's sightings, because I know a lot of you big people weren't there and you might not know what we're talking about. Raise your hand if you ever feel sad or lonely. Yeah, some of you sometimes feel sad or lonely. What if, when you're feeling sad and lonely, someone comes and gives you a big hug? How would that make you feel? Would it make you feel better? Okay. Would it remind you that God loves you? It would for me. That is a God sighting, okay? God sent that person to give you a hug and remind you of His love. Raise your hand if you ever feel worried or scared. I do, sometimes. What if, when you're feeling worried or scared, someone you know, maybe your grandma, someone who lives far away from you and doesn't even know you're worried and scared, calls and says, "Hey, I've been praying for you, and I know that Jesus is going to make everything okay." How would that make you feel? Would you be less worried and scared? I would. That's a God sighting, okay? That's something that reminds you that God keeps you safe and He's with you. Well, in our Bible lesson today, God gave His disciples a big job to do. Were you listening? Do you guys remember what the big job is? In fact, God gave that big job to everybody that belongs to Jesus. You belong to Jesus? Yes. You got a big job to do. What do you think that job is? The big job is telling other people about Jesus so they can be God's children too by believing, okay? I was thinking maybe this means God wants us to be someone else's God's sighting. Maybe we could help someone see God's love at work. Remember these little God sight lights, right? We could shine with Jesus' light. Remember, Jesus gives his power to shine in a dark world, like we learned in VBS. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give you a light to hold. Give a light. So we can remember that we have Jesus' power to shine in a dark world. And we'll talk about how that would work out, that we could be a God sighting for someone else. When people are being selfish, people that we know around us are being selfish, how can we show Jesus' love? How can we show Jesus' light? You got an idea? Could we be kind? Could we share? And if we did that, then somebody might see a God sighting in us, in what we're doing. How about if people around us are unfriendly or mean? Even if they're mean to us, how could we share God's love? Should we be mean back? What could we do? We could be kind back, right? As Jesus is kind to us, even when we're not kind. And then when people ask us, why are you friendly and kind, even when people are mean to you, we would say, because Jesus loves us, and He's kind to us, and we belong to Him. Then people might know that Jesus is special, and they might want to follow Him. Pray with me, please. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Help us to show others your love. so they will believe and belong to you too. Amen.